Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Well, as we have been discussing throughout the programme today, utterly chaotic scenes in Dáil Éireann in attempts to elect a Taoiseach. Fine Gael leader Simon Harris saying what happened today was unprecedented and utterly farcical. We've lots more to come over the next hour discussing this issue. We're going to be getting reaction as well from across the political spectrum, and the opposition parties are due to give a press conference a little later in around 6:30, and we'll be hoping to go to that live. But right now we're joined by Sinn Féin TD Louise O'Reilly and Fine Gael MEP Regina Doherty. And you're both very welcome. Louise O'Reilly, I might try come to yourself first. And Micheál Martin and Simon Harris, obviously very unhappy with what happened today. And I know opposition very unhappy as well. But in terms of some of the statements or allegations made by those two men, Micheál Martin saying that what happened today was a subversion of the Irish constitution and of democracy. What is Sinn Féin's response?
What happened today, Sarah, is a direct result of the ineptitude and incompetence of Micheál Martin, Simon Harris. They did their grubby little deal with Michael Lowry, and then they tried to circumvent the standing orders. And indeed, they tried to have it both ways, really. You know, and I mean, anyone listening to this programme is going to know government, our government, opposition is opposition. So government speakers, government TD is speaking government time, opposition speaking opposition time. What they were trying to do was do their little deal with Michael Lowry, facilitate the appointment of several junior ministers, and then also somehow expect the Dáil to rubber stamp those TDs who had, under the stewardship and the leadership of Michael Lowry, gone in, negotiated a programme for government, came out, and Michael Lowry himself made it very, very clear that they would stand by their programme for government and stand by the deal that they had done in good times and in bad, I believe, is what he said. So what effectively what Micheál Martin, Simon Harris and Michael Lowry were trying to do today was they were trying to orchestrate a situation whereby a certain group could go in, negotiate a programme for government, not join that government, but somehow try to join the opposition.
Yeah, and you will have heard all the discussion from...
a complete subversion of, you know, I mean, Sarah, let's be very, very clear here. Government are government, opposition is opposition. Well, that is the very bedrock of the democratic process.
And they haven't been for quite a while. I mean, well, Michael Lowry has been
clear.
Just to give you the examples that have been given by government and ministers throughout the last couple of weeks, indeed, since this blew up. You know, Michael Lowry over the last couple of years sitting on the opposition benches, but most often supporting the government, or Jackie Healy-Ray in the past doing a deal and supporting the government, or indeed the confidence and supply agreement is another example that's been given of precedent for this.
No, confidence and supply is very much not a precedence for this at all. And the confidence and supply arrangement was entered into by Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael back in 2016. It's really not the same as this at all. A programme for government, Sarah, was negotiated. That is what makes this different.
Okay.
Led his team into government negotiations. He celebrated when the deal for the programme for government was done, and he stood outside government buildings and he pledged his allegiance to the government, to the programme for government that he negotiated. That makes it very, very different. And any attempt to suggest that there is precedence here is utterly without credibility. Okay. There is
Regina
no
Doherty,
precedence here whatsoever.
Yourself. And can you give me an example of a precedent, Regina Doherty, for a group going into programme for government negotiations and agreeing a programme for government and then asking to also sit in the opposition benches and get opposition speaking time?
I think it probably hasn't ever happened in exactly the form that you've just laid out now, Sarah. Mm-hmm. But the problem that I have with everything that Louise has said, and I don't doubt that she has an issue, and the issue may be valid, she's laying the blame of the issue at the feet of the government. And Louise was elected in 2016 when I was a founding member of what was then called the Dáil Reform Committee, that we established a committee to reform the Dáil, to take away the powers that then existed with the then government of ordering all of the business, of making sure who had speaking time. It was then done by the Chief Whip's office. We took all of those powers away from the government and we established something called the Business Committee, who is now in control, headed and chaired by the Ceann Comhairle, of running the House.
And who has the majority on the Business Committee?
that's neither here nor there. That's democracy, Sarah.
Well, no, it is here nor there, because if Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil decided they didn't want this to happen, then they could use their majority on the business committee to stop it from happening. So why the opposition is putting this at the feet of the government.
That's not true, Sarah. So Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael have one member on the business committee. Sinn Féin have one member. The Soc Dems have one member. Labour has one member. People before. Everybody has one member around that table. I sat on it for 5 years. So the problem I have is I've no issue with the issue the opposition have. But what I absolutely have is what they did today was they absolutely subverted democracy today. They stopped the people's representative, the TDs, from doing their function, which was to elect the Taoiseach.
Well, let me put that back to Louise O'Reilly.
And the only place this is going to be resolved is at the business committee.
Okay, so why not
let
the business committee do its work as Regina Doherty has outlined there, Louise?
So the business committee that Regina referred to, I was a member of the Dáil Reform Committee as well. And in 2016, when the Dáil Reform Committee was established, it was established and the procedures that were put in place to deal with a minority government situation. Now, I understand that Regina is out of national elected politics a while, but there is not a minority situation here, very much not. So it is not the same. There is no precedent set by it. Sorry, don't interrupt me, Regina. I didn't interrupt you. It is very much not the same. This is not a minority government situation. This is, in fact, without precedent. And the attempts by the government and their representatives and their spokespersons, and indeed Michael Lowry, his representatives and spokespersons, to try to characterise this as simple, normal, run-of-the-mill politics, that will not wash with people.
I'd love a bit of clarity
on
the business
committee.
Opposition.
Okay. Government is government.
All right, but Louise, I'm going to bring you back if you don't mind.
The business committee met.
Can I put the question to you? So Regina has outlined the way she understands that it works, which is that basically, from what she's saying there, every party gets one member sitting on the business committee. They all go in and they decide how things should work. And the business committee has decided that the regional, chaired by the Cian Corlea, that the regional independent group should be getting this speaking time in the opposition benches.
There was
agreement.
There was no agreement at the business committee.
Okay.
That was why there was a request for the business committee to reconvene. But let's be very, very clear on this, Sarah. This is within the gift of Micheál Martin, Simon Harris, and Michael Lowry to resolve this, because they are the people. So, Regina, please. Stop interrupting me. They are the people who are now heading the government. It is up to them.
I'll tell you what, Regina, let her make the point. Regina, let her make the point and I will come straight back to you.
You will get a chance to speak, Regina.
Briefly, Louise, thank you.
It is in their gift to provide government speaking time for government TDs. That's what they should be doing. That is the resolution of this. It's very, very, very simple. And we saw today, Padraig Tobin took his single other TD with him. They have left Michael Lowry's group. And I mean, I would be not one bit surprised to see Carol Nolan and Matty McGrath.
All right, well, let me get back to Regina. So there you go, Regina. That's why they're saying this is, it's in your gift to solve this. Give the TDs who are supporting the government, government speaking time.
It's not up to the TDs or the government to determine who is in an opposition and who is not. And no matter what Louise wants to say, the Dáil Reform Committee was established in 2016, arising from the fact that the then opposition had a problem with the fact that a very large majority government for the previous 5 years held too much power within
our parliament.
Yes,
I understand all that.
That's
and
exactly
my understanding
why the business
now,
committee was
right.
established.
Okay.
But
I don't need to go back to 2016 in terms of what is
it's
happening
exactly the
today.
Same rules today.
Yeah. So the
so
business committee.
Exactly
so sorry, Regina.
Today.
Let me please put it to you. The business committee has all the representatives, as you've outlined, of the different parties, and they cannot reach agreement. They can't reach agreement because the opposition members of the business committee are saying, this won't fly. We won't agree to it, and this is the solution. So they're now saying the ball is in your court to the members of the business committee from the government parties. The ball is in your court to decide to do something else here.
Well, I'm sorry. The something else that was decided to do was to re-establish the Dáil Reform Committee to look at the standing orders so that we could have a clearer reflection of what an opposition TD is defined as today. If Louise wants to decide that what we had in 2020 and 2016 was different to what we have today, the only place that those standing orders can be negotiated is within a Dáil Reform Committee that then will report back to a business committee. The stunt that was engaged in today by Sinn Féin orchestrated, and all you have to do is look at Mary Lou's Twitter feed last night, to show that this was orchestrated by them, is to try and disrupt democracy. There's a route to resolution. They chose today not to take that route for whatever reason, but it's because they wanted to be disruptors.
Okay, I'm going to get a response from Louise to that in just a second, because I know that the claim has also been made by Simon Harris. But first of all, Michael Lowry has been speaking in the last 20 minutes. Let's have a listen to what he had to say.
What we saw today was an orchestrated, coordinated campaign led by Sinn Féin and the opposition to disrupt and to block that process. It started this morning when there was, I've never seen such disrespect to any Count Corla in the history of the Dáil, and I'm here for 40 years.
Louise, your response.
Well, there was no orchestration. Okay, but what there is though, Sarah, and this is very, very worthy, and your listeners will, I'm sure, appreciate this, there is agreement across the opposition that this was a stroke that the government were trying to pull, and we will not stand for it. It was not orchestrated. It was simply each individual parties expressing the same opinion right across the opposition, bar those TDs who are effectively in government. They are not objective at all, of course they weren't. So all that we are asking is that government TDs sit with government and use government time.
And when you say it wasn't
opposition
orchestrated,
TDs
time. And you've made that point. When you say it wasn't orchestrated, it looked a little orchestrated watching it earlier. At least it looked, as you say, opposition were working together. That doesn't normally happen. How did that happen? Were there conversations held in advance? Were there conversations held in between the breaks, between the opposition leaders to agree a plan of action?
The whips would have met. But no, what happened in the chamber was a genuine expression of outrage on the part of the opposition that the government are trying to effectively install government TDs into opposition. Your listeners will understand this, Sarah. It's very, very simple. Opposition is for opposition TDs. Government is for government TDs. And to try to subvert that is quite the thing. And that's what we saw today. And the reaction that you saw from the opposition was our outrage at the government attempting
Will there
to control
be a resolution
both government
tomorrow,
and opposition.
Or is it the Sinn Féin position
it
that
the
only...
The
can I ask you the question? Is it the Sinn Féin position that the only resolution to this is that the TDs in question get government speaking time?
The government have the solution to this. Simon Harris, Micheál Martin, Michael Lowry, they were very cosy when they did their little deal. They are very cosy together. They can indeed ensure that those TDs that are government TDs speak in government time. That is a very, very simple thing. It is a basic tenet of democracy.
Okay. And is that,
that
the
we
only
have government and that
Sinn Féin
we have opposition. That solution is within the gift of the government. None of this had to happen today. The government are the cause, the root cause of the what happened today in the Dáil, and the opposition were united in our opposition to what the government were trying to do. We simply cannot allow the government to subvert democracy in this way, and we won't allow the government to subvert democracy in this way.
Again, Louise, is that the only solution Sinn Féin will accept?
That is the solution that is that has been put to the government. It is a very, very simple one. And in fact, it is what is done in parliaments all over the world.
All right.
Opposition
Regina Doherty,
opposition,
final word
government
to yourself.
Or government.
I tell you what I do, and I rarely agree with Michael Lowry, but what I do agree with him today is that we had disgraceful scenes and behaviour on behalf of the opposition towards our newly elected Ceann Corla. On the first day of her house, she was treated appallingly. And actually, I go so far as to say that she was bullied. Now, leaving that aside, I have no issue with the issue that Louise O'Reilly has, but she absolutely knows, and Sarah, mark my words, the resolution to this will be around the table of the Dáil Reform Committee reporting back to the Business Committee. And only tomorrow or the next day will prove that I'm right.
Thank you both very much for joining us. Lots more to come on this issue, if you can believe it, between now and 7 o'clock. But Regina Doherty and Louise O'Reilly for now, thank you.